That Uber or Lyft ride that you take tonight instead of driving your own car or taking mass transit, it is not reducing traffic congestion after all. In fact, the ride-hailing services are actually making traffic worse, according to a new study. And the report's author says that's even true of shared ride services like Uber Pool and Lyftline. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
If there's one thing veteran Chicago taxicab driver Jay Kawas sees way too much of, it's cars with the familiar Uber and Lyft emblems.
Oh my God, like many. Like you can see in a street, one or two taxi, all 20, 25 is like a Uber or Lyft.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
While that 20-to-1 claim may not be accurate, there's certainly way more Uber and Lyft vehicles and taxicabs in Chicago and most other cities. At a stoplight, Kawas points them out.
My front is Uber. Other one, Uber. Everywhere, all around, we can see like a lot of Uber on the streets.
And Kawas says all those Ubers and Lyfts are tying up traffic.
They don't know the rule for the how to drive and making more traffic. Yeah.
This one here?
Yeah.
The Uber in front of us just stops halfway through a left turn in the middle of a busy intersection.
Yeah, they block the streets, making more traffic.
It should surprise no one that cab drivers are down on rides hailed by smartphone apps, and there's new data to help explain why.
You see Uber and Lyft having eight or nine times as many trips as taxi cabs in places like Chicago. So they've really decimated the taxi industry.
Transportation consultant Bruce Schaller is a former deputy transportation commissioner for New York City. His latest study of the impact of these ride-hailing services shows that they transported 2.61 billion passengers last year, a 37% jump in just 1 year. And he says they're not only hurting taxis, but taking riders away from public transit, too.
Across the board in major cities, a couple of exceptions like Seattle, we're seeing a drop in both bus and subway or metro ridership.
In the nation's biggest cities, Schaller says about 60% of those riding with Uber and Lyft-like services would have taken transit, biked, walked, or even would not have made the trip at all if not for the availability of the ride-hailing services. In fact, many users don't even own a car. So the notion that Uber and Lyft are taking other vehicles off the road?
That's not the case. In fact, even with a lot of people using the shared services, you'll see a doubling or tripling of the additional amount of traffic that their growth causes.
Schaller's study suggests that Ubers and Lyfts drive 2.8 new miles for every 1 mile saved by passengers not using their own car. And he contends that the number drops only a small fraction with services like Uber Pool. A big reason is that those drivers spend about 40% of their time cruising around without customers. The solutions?
One is to put some types of limits on the number of Uber and Lyft vehicles that are in the really congested areas. And the other and really critical thing is to have frequent, reliable, and comfortable public transportation.
Lyft and Uber officials take issue with some aspects of the study. In an email, a Lyft spokeswoman says other studies paint a very different picture than Schaller's claims, especially when it comes to shared services. Uber says it agrees with Bruce Schaller's call for more efficient public transit and for congestion pricing in the most traffic-choked city centers. But the company calls Schaller's analysis of shared services like Uber Pool fundamentally flawed. But other studies also show Uber-like services are indeed adding to traffic congestion. Just how much so is not yet clear. P.S. Shiraj heads the Transportation Center at the University of Illinois Chicago, and he says Uber and Lyft are improving mobility, and cities need to accommodate them.
You don't really worry about who's offering the trip, but how are people going from one place to another?
So rather than restrict ride-hailing services, Siraj says cities need to actively work with them to better incorporate them into their transportation planning. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
It's not just Lyft and Uber that are adding to congestion. Amazon and other e-retail deliveries are clogging up streets too. That story later today on All Things Considered.